Much of the attention's been directed at the race for the White House, but there's also an important U.S. Senate race taking place here in Pennsylvania. Three Democrats, John Fetterman, Joe Sestak, and Katie McGinty, are all hoping to unseat Republican Senator Pat Toomey this fall. The candidates shared their views with hundreds of voters at a forum at Carnegie Mellon University yesterday, hosted by several local Democratic groups and committees. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed was there and joins us now. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Did you get a sense of what's going to set these candidates apart heading into the primary?
You know, you could not have three more different candidates if you're sort of taking them at face value. John Fetterman, as many of us know, is the 6'8" mayor of Braddock. He's got a shaved head, tattoos, wears a work shirt every day instead of a dress shirt. He's been making the rounds on late night talk shows and politically is a little to the left of McGinty and Sestak. He's also the youngest of the three candidates, and though Harvard educated, he's very plain spoken, and that certainly appealed to the voters of Braddock and could appeal to other Pennsylvanians as well. Then you have Katie McGinty, who's more of a polished politician, but so far has not actually won an election. She ran for the Democratic nomination for governor, but lost to Tom Wolf, whom she later worked for as chief of staff. And she served as secretary of the Department of Environmental Protection under former Governor Ed Rendell. She also served in the Clinton administration in an environmental advisory capacity. And she has the establishment Democratic support, including Governor Tom Wolf, as well as local elected officials, including Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto. And then finally, there's Joe Sestak, who actually announced his candidacy first and then walked 420-some miles across the state of Pennsylvania to kick off his campaign. He's a military guy, former Navy admiral, and also represented parts of the Philadelphia suburbs in the House of Representatives for 4 years until he ran for the same Senate seat in 2010, and he lost to Pat Toomey. So he's very much a military man, but is also sort of soft-spoken. And so policy-wise, there's not a ton of daylight between the candidates. So I think it's really going to come down to which personality resonates most with the voters.
Well, about that, I'm interested in finding out more about where they differ and where they align in policy, but their rhetorical styles vary widely, I would say. From what you could see in the room, who did seem to resonate best with those that were there?
Well, that would be Fetterman. And now, granted, he is local, while Sestak and McGinty both live in Philly, so that could have something to do with it. But he's also very plain spoken. You know, like I said, he wears a work shirt. He seems like someone you could get a beer with. And he had the biggest applause line of the night when he was talking about the Syrian refugee crisis, saying that the U.S. has to do more.
How many more three-year-old little boys have to drown before in this country have the moral courage to stand up and say, we're going to do the right thing. I don't care what it costs me in terms of votes. And we're going to do this because we are America and we don't turn our back on the most vulnerable. And if we continue to do so, then we need to get rid of the Statue of Liberty, because the Statue of Liberty doesn't say, send us your best, your brightest, your PhDs and your engineers. It says, send us this little three-year-old boy. Thank you.
McGinty and Sestak both said similar things. McGinty said immigrants have helped make our country strong and we should be grateful for them. And Sestak said, quote, we are in a fight for the soul of America when it comes to accepting Syrian refugees. But it was Fetterman who drew the most applause on this issue.
What are the candidates saying should be done in Syria?
Well, that's sort of where Sestak shined because, you know, he is a military guy. He spent a lot of time in the Middle East during his time in the Navy, and he urged restraint, as did all the candidates. But Sestak said he didn't want to see American troops on the ground and that the military could help stop ISIS, but that it can't solve the problem of ISIS in itself. And also that we need to plan for the day after ISIS is defeated.
The thing about using your military is before you take the first step, you should understand the last step. It isn't, as someone said, how policy begins, it's how it ends. And we have not done that with ISIS.
You know, Fetterman said in his plain spoken manner that you can't just, quote, bomb the hell out of everyone. And McGinty said she supports the airstrikes and also wants to work to cut off ISIS's resources.
Oh, well, surely we're going to hear a lot more about foreign policy, but what else did they discuss last night?
You know, climate change was definitely a big topic. And on that, McGinty seemed to have the most thorough policy proposal. She laid out a 3-point plan to invest in renewable energy, quote, push the envelope on green building, and that's a point on which she gave Pittsburgh a nod for its efforts. And she also said we should look at mobility in terms of mass transit, light rail, and interestingly, the walkability of cities, which is not something you hear a lot of candidates speak about.
But one that probably played well in Oakland?
Definitely played well on a campus. You know, and during this answer, it was the first of many times that she brought up to me. It was interesting that she opted primarily to set herself apart from the incumbent rather than her opponents in the primary. Let's hear that now.
But we have a senator, of course, in Pat Toomey, who's still part of the know-nothing crowd. Here's what he's missing. When we take action on climate change, we enhance our national security, we protect public health, and we grow our economy.
SESTAC actually called for a moratorium on fracking, which drew a lot of applause from the crowd. And Fetterman said he was disappointed with the Paris Accord, saying that it doesn't have enough teeth. And then they also talked a lot about economic inequality. And all candidates also very clearly said, quote, Black Lives Matter. As you'll recall, Democratic presidential candidates came under fire early in the race for saying things like all lives matter. So it's interesting that these three candidates said specifically that Black Lives Matter.
So what's your takeaway from this? Where do you see this race going as we approach the primary?
Well, my impression is that this race is going to be all about electability. You know, several people that I spoke to after the forum said they hadn't made up their minds about who they were going to vote for in April, but that they were most concerned with the question of who can beat Senator Toomey in the fall. You know, this is a presidential election year, so that means a lot more voters are likely to turn out. And typically when more voters turn out, that fares well for the Democrats. So it's possible that whoever resonates most with Democratic primary voters would also resonate more with the general public.
All right. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Josh.